On Pesach, Klal Yisrael became the Am Segula, the Am Hanivchar, the chosen nation. But just 7 weeks later, we received the Torah, and we became the Am HaTorah, a Torah nation bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what changed? What happened? What allowed us to transition from being the Am Hanivchar to the Am HaTorah? If you take a look at the psukim leading up to Kabbalah Sator, Moshe Rabbeinu comes and tells Klal Yisrael, "Hayu nechonim l'shlosha sayamim, be prepared. In 3 days, HaKadosh Baruch will give you the Torah. Al tigshu el isha, don't touch your wives. You have to accept the Torah. B'kedusha v'tara, thus a physical relationship during those 3 days was prohibited." But the Torah doesn't tell us here in Parshas Yisro what happened after those 3 days. Seemingly, after those 3 days were completed, one would be permitted to return to physical life with one's spouse. However, in Parshas Ve'eschanan, the repetition of the Aseres Hadibros, the Torah writes as follows, Lech, Emor Lahem, Shuvu Lachem Lo Halechem. Go return to your families. Go return to your homes. Go return to a physical life. And the Gemar Maseches Beitza learns from here, Davar Shebeminyan Tzarech Minyan, just because something was prohibited, it requires a new bezdin to be matir. So even though seemingly after 3 days it would be permitted to return to family life, you need an explicit pasuk to tell us shuvu lachem lo halecha. But the Talmud Rebbe of Yerushalayim learned something else dramatic from this latter pasuk in Parshas Ve'eschanan. Lech emor lahem shuvu lachem lo halecha. It explains the Talmud Rebbe. Then one may imagine that pre-Matan Torah, we lived a life of separate, of asceticism. And maybe that's the ideal. Maybe the lechatchila is to be separate and only b'dieved ex post facto, once those 3 days have been completed, then one is permitted again to return to family life. But explicitly says the Tolner Rebbe, the Torah is telling us, lechu shuvu lachem aleichem, it's lechatchila. Go back to your homes. Go back to your wives. Go back to your family, live at home, be at home, because being an Am HaTorah means being part of a family system and being mekabel the Torah, not separate from your family, not separate from your wife, but with your wife. And therefore the Torah stresses, shuv lachem l'alechem, go back to your home, live and be part of a physical life, engage in physical activity, eat, drink, be mesameach, be part of a family system, because being an Am HaTorah means accepting the Torah, being mekabel the Torah, and living the Torah everywhere and anywhere. Based upon this, you can understand the fascinating dialogue that takes place between Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro right before Matan Torah's Klal Yisrael are running out of Mitzrayim in Parshas Bo. Paro tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to leave? You want to celebrate? You want to be chag in the Midbar? Go, lechuna hagvarim ki osam atem mevakshim. You know who should go? The men should go, because that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to serve him, just the men. Moshe Rabbeinu retorts and responds, absolutely not. Binareinu v'zkeneinu lech, bitzoneinu v'vkareinu lech ki chag Hashem lanu. We're going with everybody, men, women, and children, flock, everybody's going. What are they arguing about? What is Paro saying that only the men should go? Why is Moshe Rabbeinu responding, men, women, and children, everybody's going together? Take a look in the Kli Yakar and Parshas Bo. The Kli Yakar says that this was the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Paro and Moshe. Paro understood that a religious life means asceticism. It means separating from your wife. It means being distant from your family, being distant from physicality. It's Heyu Nechonim L'Shloshes Yomim Al Tikshu Al Isha. It's completely being foreign from a family life, from physicality, from eating and drinking. That was Paro's understanding. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, 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 we're going to accept the Torah. Binareinu v'zkeneinu, bitzoneinu v'karein ki chag Hashem lanu. A Torah life in Am HaTorah means everybody together. Men, women, children, family, eating, drinking, enjoying. Ki chag Hashem lanu. It can't be separate men from women. We have to be together as a family. And as a unit, we will be mekabel the Torah. And it's not just the men doing so separately. It's a family life, and we do it together. That's what it means to be an Am HaTorah. That's what it means to be a Torah family. And indeed, this is exactly what the Gemara tells us in Maseches Pesachim. There's a machlokes. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar, how to spend Yom Tov. Chetz Yo Lachem or Chetz Yo Lashem. Half the day learning and half the day learning Torah and half the day eating and drinking and being joyous. But the Gemara tells us in Maseches Pesachim, Daf Samechesa Mebeis, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Kulei Amalo Pli, yeah, everybody agrees. Ba'atzeres bo'ina nami lachem yom shenitna bo Torah. And Shavuos, you know what's going to happen? Everybody agrees. There's no machlokas. Everybody says that on the day that the Torah was given, bo'ina nami lachem, you're going to eat, you're going to drink, you're going to be festive, you're going to be enjoying it. Asks the Beis Halevi in Parshas Bo, really? Iker hatamein umuvan. Dechi b'shvil shenitna bo Torah yachiv lecho? Are you going to tell me that on Shavuos you should be busy eating and drinking all day? Bo'ina nami lachem. L'chora adarabba. Yoser hoyu tzorech l'kayim b'yom zahach l'ashem. Today, the day of Shavuos should be the day that's dedicated completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can it be that Rabbi Lazar says that on Shavuos, bo'ina nami lachem? And says the Beis Halevi exactly this point of the Klei Yakar in the Talmud Rebbe, that on Shavuos their whole goal of being a Torah Jew is the lachem, is our ability to keep the Torah with the physical body, with the guf, engaging in a family life, engaging in the physical world. The malachim didn't have that. They are a malachim, are ascetics. There is no physical, there is no guf. And thus the Torah was given to Bnei Yisrael Dafka, because we engage in the physical and the language of the Beis Halevi. Hem yecholim lekayim od yosemi bnei Adam. A malach can do a lot more than an Adam. However, ikar nitzachon, the major victory that Klal Yisrael had to receive the Torah over the malachim, mishum mitzvah shebeguf, it's because we do mitzvahs with our body. Umishum hachi ba'atzerechs, tzarech lekaya ha-mitzvah delechem, ma-she'en ha-malachim ikolim lekayma. And on Anseres Dafka, on the Yom Tov of Shavua, Zman Matan Torasenu, you know what we do? We engage in physicality. We eat, and we are festive. It's a family life, because the Torah is about simcha, is about oneg, and about enjoying Yom Tov. That's what we received with Kabbalah Satorah. But it doesn't stop there. The Medrash asks a very basic question. Why is it that on Pesach we celebrate Yom Tov for 7 days? On Sukkot we celebrate Yom Tov for 8 days? And Shavuos only gets one small day. Why such a drastic difference? Why 7 and 8 days independently when it comes to Pesach and Sukkot, when it comes to Shavuos only one day? Says the Medrash, Pesach dechag she'ein onas melacha asa zeh zayin bezeches. It's not such a busy season. It's a vacation time. Pesach and Sukkot in the agricultural world are more quiet. However, Atzeres is the time of harvesting. That's where we are now. Shavuos, the busiest agricultural time of the year. Shehi onas melacha ein ele yom echad. It's only a one day. We're too busy. We're too involved. We have to take care of our agriculture. We have to take care of our wheat. We have to take care of our fields. We can't take off for 7 or 8 days. Asks the Talmud Rebbe of Yerushalayim the following question. Really? That's the reason that Shavuos is only one day? So establish Shavuos at a different time of year so we could also have 7 or 8 days, like Pesach and Sukkot. Why should Shavuos be left out? Set up the day of Yom Tov, of Shavuos, at a separate time where it's quieter so we could also celebrate with the Torah for 7 or 8 days. The same way we sit in the Sukkah for 7 days. The same way we celebrate Pesach. We should also have a long time on Shavuos. Says the Talmud Rebbe the same point. When it comes to Pesach, when it comes to Sukkot, we go into a spiritual laboratory. We leave the world. We enter the Sukkah. Tachas tzel knofech leman yedu doraseichem. Ki besukos soshafti. We enter a different world. We have to enter a different existence. And we sit in the Shechina, away from our homes, away from our houses, separate from everything. Pesach, the same thing. We go into a time machine and we enter a world where we're living and breathing, feeling as if we left Mitzrayim, and we enter a different place in a different time. But Shavuos Tafka's one day, because we don't want to leave this world when we accept the Torah. We want to accept the Torah one day, Yom Tov, and go right back. Engage back into the physical world. Bring the Torah back into our homes, into our offices, into our cars, wherever we are, because the Torah is a Torah that is in here, that's in the physical world. We don't leave it. We don't enter the Sukkah. We don't enter the Seder. But Tafka Shavuos is the Yom Tov where we're so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's only a short one day, or because it goes right back into the world. Sometimes you can almost trip over Shavuos, it's so short. By the time you start, it's finished. But that's exactly the point. It's short because Shavuos is every day. The Kabbalah Sator is every day. Every single day should be a Kabbalah Sator. But it's a Kabbalah Sator that's not far away. That's not a Kabbalah Sator of an asceticism. It's not a Kabbalah Sator that's void of physicality, but it is dafka physicality. And therefore, Shavuos can't be too long because we have to bring Shavuos back into the world, into our homes, into our offices, wherever we are. And the famous Sachet Shavuot Rebbe, Rabbi Avram Bornstein, the famed author of the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer, makes this point in two places in his writings. The first in his commentary, Na'oz Desha, his drushos that he gave, to Parshas Naso next week, the parsha that we read always after Shavuos, about the Nazir. The Nazir is an ascetic. He leaves the world, he doesn't drink wine, no intoxicating beverage, he grows his hair long, he leaves the world. But at the end of his Nazirus, at the end of his separate life that he lives, he brings a Korban Hashem, and he goes back into the world, and he's permitted again to drink wine. And the Pasuk says in Parshas Nazo, V'achar yishteh ha-Nazir yayin. After his Nazirus, and he brings the Korban, he can drink wine. Asks the Sachet Shavuot Rebbe, asks the Na'oz Desha, V'achar yishteh ha-Nazir yayin? He's not a Nazir anymore. He's no longer ascetic. He brought his Korban, it's finished. It should say, V'achar yishteh yayin. Why does the Torah tell us of Achar Yishteh HaNazir Yayin? He's no longer a Nazir. And listen to the words of the Na'oz Desha. He says that's exactly the point. Do you know what it means to be a Nazir? It means dafka you're going to drink wine. The ultimate Nazirus, the ultimate crown, the ultimate individual is a Jew who's able to engage in spirituality by using the physical world. The Achar Yishteh HaNazir Yayin, the Nazirus has reached its climax when he drinks wine. That's the ultimate apex, climax that the Nazir reaches when he goes back into the world, when he drinks his wine, then he's a Nazir. And then there's a crown on his head. Nazir Kodesh. That's when the Nazir becomes Kodosh LaHashem because he's engaging in physicality properly. And says the Avnei Nezer, the Na'oz Desha, the same thing in his introduction to his work, Eglei Tal. He says that people say that you shouldn't enjoy your learning of Torah. Mitzvos have to be done lishma, for the sake of heaven. You shouldn't enjoy learning. It should be a very cumbersome, difficult, intense process, and if you enjoy it, you're doing something wrong. Listen to what the Eglei Tal says. He says, adraba, the exact opposite. Ki zehi ikar mitzvos limud haTorah liosos v'sameach u'misaneg bilimudo. No, says the Avnei Nezer. You should enjoy it. Sos v'sameach. There should be such pleasure in your Torah learning. And when you do that, it's going to be embedded in your blood. It's going to be so much part of you. There should be simcha v'sason in avodas Hashem. There should be simcha and sason in limud haTorah. Because the Torah is a physical world that we enter and we uplift it by being spiritual. Being the Am HaTorah and Shavuos means that we've now uplifting the physical. We are using everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in this world to enjoy and uplifting it. Family life, food, Torah study, Nazirus, all has to be Kodesh Lashem. That's what changed on Shavuos. And that's the reason that Rabbi Lazar holds the Ba'ina Nami Lachem. It's a day of Achila and Shesia. It's a day of Hana and Tainug. It's a day of pleasure, because there's no greater pleasure than being a Torah Dika Jew, being connected to Hashem. We should enjoy Torah learning. We should enjoy Shabbos. We should enjoy the mitzvos. It should be fun. It should be a pleasure. That's what it means to be the Am HaTorah. May we be zochet to enjoy the mitzvos that we engage in. May we be zochet to enjoy the Torah that we're learning. And through our learning of Torah, we should be able to be mesameach in all aspects of Yiddishkeit, wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos and a terrific Yom Tov, to be zochet to only wonderful things. Yeshuos v'nechamos, kol tov.